Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This isn't exactly Christmas music related, but it is Christmas related, and it's connected to the sounds of Christmas, so I guess that kind of makes it Christmas music related. There is now a little store on the Sounds of Christmas website. I went back and forth about doing this for a long time, a really long time. When I first launched the Sounds of Christmas, I had a store, but mostly it was just to put my Christmas tree logo on some things and then buy them myself. I didn't really think there would be a big market for Sounds of Christmas coffee mugs, but I still have one on my desk. And not to brag, I also have a refrigerator magnet. Anyway, that store went away a long time ago. The thing is, I love Christmas and Christmas music. And I love buying and collecting Christmas things. And there's a pretty good chance that since you're listening to this podcast, you do too. Anyway, this past weekend, I came across a pretty cool thing. It's a poster for National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and it's signed by Chevy Chase. I don't have an extra $150 to get that for myself. And I don't know anyone personally that I would consider buying that for, but there's a good chance that someone listening to this podcast might feel differently. So I thought I'd share it on my social media. I think Amazon has two of them, so they will probably be gone soon. And if they're already gone, I apologize for getting your hopes up. Anyway, it made me think that putting together a little shop on my website with Christmas knickknacks that I would want might be the kind of thing others that love Christmas might want too. I connected with Amazon, and all of it is through their affiliate marketing program. So if you do buy something from my little shop, the little bit of commission that Amazon pays will go to the Sounds of Christmas, helping to keep everything running. I have no illusions that I've tapped into some kind of get-rich-quick scheme. Not my intention at all. I'm simply sharing some Christmas things that I came across and thought you might be interested in at least seeing them too. There's not a lot there just yet, and I think most of the items are relatively inexpensive, under 20 bucks for the most part, though there are a couple Lego sets, including one for the Home Alone McAllister house, which is a bit pricey. There are two other signed items besides the poster from Christmas Vacation, and those aren't cheap either. There's a metallic sign for Nightmare Before Christmas signed by Chris Sarandon, Catherine O'Hara, and Ken Page. And there's a script from A Christmas Story signed by Peter Billingsley. I don't expect either of those will last long, so I'll put links to all three of those signed items in the show notes. So if you're interested, you can click on over right now and see if they're still available. The rest of the things in the shop are also movie-related. Ornaments, signs, there's a pillow, and I think there's one mug. I didn't put in t-shirts and keychains, as there's so many of those out there, and at most, they tend to bring a smile, and then you move on. Instead, I picked out things I'd like to have on my Christmas tree, or maybe on a shelf in my office, a place of honor where they live year-round. So take a look when you get a chance. I'll put a link to the shop down in the show notes too. And if you happen to come across something cool that you think others would like to know about, let me know and I'll look at adding it. That said, this is not an open call to creators to send me links to their Etsy stores or similar sites. While I'd like to be able to support you, I don't think I'd be able to fairly support every creator that comes across this, and I don't want to be put in the position to pick and choose who I support and who I don't. I simply want to share neat Christmas things that, if I won the lottery, I would absolutely buy. And if this somehow winds up defraying a bit of the costs for the Sounds of Christmas, all the better. And if it doesn't, well, hopefully you are still able to find that leg lamp you wanted, or the Polar Express bell, or maybe a Nakatomi Plaza Christmas party mug. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes so you can click on it, find your favorite, click on over, and subscribe. Then you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.